They will not work.
We don't have any PA system, so save my voice.
You can hear them. All around in circles.
This July the 3rd has sort of been a can you top this sort of thing, and I'm not going to try to do it because with my background it's impossible to take over the oratory and the satire of Paul, and at first I thought I was only going to say the ludicrous autobiography of Beanie, but now he has that electrifying ability to destroy the PA system too. So we will not say too much about trying to top anybody else. Really, what we want to say is that this power plant, not only at Holden, but anywhere else, is probably reputed to be the greatest labor-saving device for man since the invention of woman. Of course, I think probably that those of us who know the truth about all this, some of the staff are still uninitiated about it, that woman is still the cheaper of the two. Carol has a different view on this point, so any of you want to think about marriage, see Carol first before you worry about my economics. This is an important thing. But you see, I'm going to be real serious since Carol didn't want this to be Sunday, but rather July the 4th. And a power plant with all those electric lights way over there remind me of when I was here in 1962. In 1962, we had to work fast because we didn't have electricity. We had to work fast because we didn't have hot water. And the terrible thing was, you got more time to sleep then, too, because they turned the lights out between 9 and 9:15. And everybody got more work done because that way you didn't need any more rest in the afternoon. You could just enjoy yourself. But my wife always had trouble at that particular time because you never knew when Gil Berg was going to turn off the electricity. It was almost supposed to be at 9 or 9:15, but it would always turn out that my wife had her hair up in curlers about 9:12, and then the lights would go out just as she was in the middle of it. And getting cold water and no curlers, this was pretty much being up in the wilderness here. A power plant is like God, really. I'm going to be serious for a minute. This power plant and those electric lights over there. Every now and then somebody sees the electricity go off over there and they run over and get the dust out of the power plants and the generator. But this is what happens in a way with our life. Does anybody say that you've got light over there because the electric light did something special? No, you wouldn't have any electric light. You have electric lights all over that place. And you could take pot shots at all the electric lights over there, and you don't stop the power plant from working. This is the kind of thing we want to remember, that as this power plant has been established, so God is established in his hills and wherever he is working. And if perhaps you turn out to be an electric light that somebody has turned off, or you turn out to be an electric light that somebody has shut off or shot out, this doesn't eliminate the power plant's existence. God isn't dead, the light's just out. And there is a difference of the two statements. You and I might know the difference if we worked on it. But if you are the light of the world and you don't go out, people will know there's a power plant, not only here at Holden Village, but somewhere where God is. Can you prove the power plant's working? Or do you prove that there is no God? Can you prove that that power plant can go further and further? It has more power here than Holden Village is using now, probably more power than Holden Village can use in the near future. Can you spread the influence not only of Holden Village, but of the power plant? Now, if you don't like the power plant, you don't like the light, there's the other side of it. There is darkness. And you don't even know what darkness is, you see, until you've once been in the light. This is why Lutherans know so much about sin, because they once knew what the light was. And when they see the darkness, they can recognize it for what it is. Well, now that's all my speech, because I figured if I had two pieces of paper, rather than a long legal thing, it would be probably a pretty good speech. So the first piece of paper is my notes on my little speech, and the second piece of paper is $245 for the rest of the power plant to start as half of St. Paul's contribution for this year.
Thank you very much. I use St. Paul for an illustration because if they're way out in Ohio and are this concerned about Holden Village, it can't be that far away from the churches that are near. And they have given us this tremendous gift, believing that Ohio will finally also benefit in it. And we're happy that every year more people from Ohio are coming. And we hope eventually as many as from Minnesota and even Washington.